Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A conference on agricultural safety and health is coming to Pella. Let's go in depth with Gail Olson, coordinator of the Midwest Rural Agricultural Safety and Health Conference with the University of Iowa. Well, Gail, you've got quite a conference coming up in Pella, the Midwest Rural Agricultural Safety and Health Conference, Best Practices for New Horizons. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We're excited about it. We've got a great lineup of speakers this year, and I think one of the really key points of this conference is it brings together people from a lot of different walks of life who are all passionate about keeping farmers and farm families safe and healthy on the farm. So our conference this year, we kick off with a morning session that's about how do you integrate safety and health issues into best farm management practices. We have Dick Whitman coming in from Idaho. He is a farmer rancher himself and has done consultations all around the United States on best business practices on the farm and is very safety-minded. That's one of the key things that he integrates. So he'll kick that off, and then we have a panel of people who will respond to that, each from their own perspective, and open it up to the audience for questions and answers. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a great session and gives us a chance to really look at egg safety and health from a little different direction than what we have before. In the afternoon and evening, we have breakout sessions. We've had abstracts submitted from researchers and outreach folks all around the Midwest. So they'll be presenting some of the results of their research on all kinds of different aspects of farm safety and health. ATV safety, some behavioral kinds of things, what sorts of outreach projects have worked well, all that a very wide variety of topics there. And that will take place for the whole afternoon and then a poster session and reception in the evening. The second day, we'll have some panels, some local grassroots people talking from their perspective, one on AgriAbility, which is a program that helps farmers that have some type of a disability continue to farm successfully. Can be something as simple as back pain or arthritis, or something as complex as PTSD or amputations. And AgriAbility is a national program that has resources to be able to help those farmers be more successful at farming. So we'll have a panel in the morning of some AgriAbility therapists and some folks who have used their services, and then a second panel that will cover responding to farm emergencies. What are some important things for farm families to have in place before an emergency occurs, and how can they make that a much smoother process and hopefully prevent them from happening? Then we have a Central College professor, Linda Lane, will be giving us a workshop session on getting effective messages out, assisted by some of her students. And then we'll also have a session on immigrant farm workers and what can be done, what some of the health issues are that they're facing on the farm, and what we can do to try to make that a better situation. And then in the afternoon, we're really excited. We've got two in-depth workshops, one of them on AgriAbility, what kinds of resources are available, what sorts of practices can be put into place, and that will be a very hands-on kind of a workshop. And then the second one will be on the responding to emergencies on the farm again and go through some very specific situations and what are some of the things that rescue personnel as well as farm families who are typically first on the scene need to know to be able to help those emergencies have better outcomes. So that, in a very quick nutshell, is an overview.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gail Olson, coordinator of a conference on agricultural safety and health that's coming to Pella. Being in the news business, I mean, we like to think that in general, farming is a safe occupation, but really it's quite hazardous. As a news person, I mean, we've covered, tractor accidents, combine fires, people falling into grain bins, people caught up in augers. I mean, it's a dangerous occupation, and ATV accidents. I don't know how many ATV accidents. And so your conference is about trying to teach people how to avoid them and respond to them. Is that sort of it in a nutshell?
Right. And a lot of it is networking amongst the people who are working towards those kinds of outcomes, learning what each other is researching, and a chance to ask questions and find out new resources that are available. I think one of the really exciting things about this conference is that the audience is so diverse. We have farm families who are there, engineers, educators, healthcare professionals, policymakers, people from so many different walks of life. None of them are there because it's making them rich and famous. They're all there because they have a passion for it, and they truly are trying to make a difference for farm families, including the farm families themselves. So it's a great place to be able to exchange information, to ask questions. The researchers are so accessible and so friendly and willing to share information. It's a great atmosphere.
Well, and there's other kinds of things that go on too. I mean, even I have a friend who was caught, you know, between a fence and some of her cattle. I mean,
right.
There's just so much you can't even. I don't know. Is there research into all aspects of farm safety?
Yes, there is. And we have, I think there's 18 to 20 posters that will be up. And we have some exhibits from some of our surrounding ag safety centers. There's a regional ag center at the University of Iowa, which is a co-sponsor of the conference. It's called the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. There's a corresponding center in Omaha at the medical center there. Minnesota and Wisconsin also have some centers, and each one of them will have some of their research represented. Each one of the centers has a little different emphasis, a little different set of outreach, a little different kind of research that they're doing. And so trying to share that amongst everyone is a big part of what we do at this conference, and have it available for people to be able to see. So many of the resources are free. There's lots of them online that people can tap into, places they can ask questions. So it's a chance for us to share some of that information with the local community folks. We've been working really closely with Central College, also some with Extension and Public Health in the county, trying to get more people involved and identify some of the issues that are important ones to target.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gail Olson, coordinator of a conference on agricultural safety and health that's coming to Pella. What is the sort of the most serious or most dangerous kind of thing that you really want to hit some safety practices on, or is there one?
Well, there's a whole variety, but there are some that certainly stand out. Rollover protection on tractors is one of the biggest ones, especially the people that have some of the older tractors that were manufactured before rollover was a requirement. And those are frequently the tractors that are used in some of the most dangerous applications, mowing ditch banks that are really hilly, hauling bales in from the field, some of those kinds of things. And without the rollover protection bar, if there is a tractor rollover, it's really difficult for the driver to escape without some kind of injury or death. Animals is another one. Rural roadway situations with the big equipment that's moving at so much slower pace than the rest of traffic. That's another, especially in the fall and the spring. Those are hard times for rural roadways. Come over a hill on a gravel road and all of a sudden it's filled up with farm equipment. So for both the farmer and the non-farmer to understand what some of those parameters are and how to drive safely under those circumstances is important. The right kind of marking, that's another. I know we have a session and a poster on that. Working with animals, understanding some of the animal psychology, having facilities that are appropriate, that you always leave yourself an out, that you never trust an animal, no matter how tame you think they are. Those are a couple of the key things there. So there is a wide variety, but there are a couple things that are particularly hazardous. Another one that we've seen a big increase in the last few years have been the grain bin incidents, becoming buried in grain, whether it's in a bin or sometimes even in a wagon.
Well, and there's been some FFA groups throughout the state, I know, that have been, you know, talking and trying to get some information out about fatigue and the role fatigue plays in accidents.
And I think a lot of times when we talk about farm safety, we think about the safety issues, but there are a lot of health concerns too. Exposure to loud noise. I don't think there's any of us farm wives who can say that hearing hasn't been impacted. So hearing protection is a huge one. Exposure to the sun and what that does to skin. Farmers have a higher incidence of skin cancer. The repetitive motions, just the vibrations from riding on the machinery so consistently. There's a lot of health-related issues that come into play, too. And fatigue, how those impact fatigue, but then also how fatigue impacts safety, it's one whole continuum.
Well, and how about the environments that farmers work in? Oh, and can be anything from, you know, dust, chemicals, being in a confinement operation. I mean, there's some considerations there. Are some of these being covered? I know you can't do everything, but are some of these being covered?
Well, we try. and we do have some posters and some research projects looking at different kinds of protective equipment. Having the right kind of mask, respiratory mask, and having it fitted correctly. So one issue is having the right types of protective equipment available when and where you need it. The other issue is wearing it properly and having it be fitted properly. And so those are all some issues that at some of the different breakout sessions, we don't touch on every single one of them every single year, but over the course of a couple of years, we cover most of them.
Well, and the conference is going to be at Central College November 14th and 15th at the Graham Center. I presume people, it'd be best if they register and not just show up. How do they do that?
We have a website that has our full schedule of events and also two ways to register. You can either register online or you can print out our registration brochure and mail or fax that in. Our website, the easiest version is www.i-cash.org/2017-MRASH. So 2017-MRASH. And that should take you to the webpage.
I bet you can just Google Agricultural Safe and Health Conference Central College and probably wind up at the right spot.
Right. And actually, if you Google 2017 MRASH, that should pop up for you.
MRASH.
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah. So people can get to it all kinds of ways, I bet. Mm-hmm. And so who should come?
Well, we would love to have farmers and farm families there. I think with the emphasis on the emergency rescue, it's very appropriate for first responders, for EMTs, and we actually have the continuing education units available for both people in EMS and also for nurses, CEUs, CEHs, they call them different things, but those are available for both of those kinds of folks. Anybody who, if you're a healthcare professional and you work with farmers, there's topics that would be appropriate to you. We've got a couple of things. We will be awarding our youth grant awards to the top. We have youth grant program that we do, and we'll be awarding that to the top youth organization project in the state. And we also have a session for students and grad students, particularly college students and grad students, looking at some careers in ag safety and health at one of our luncheons. So if you're interested in exploring a career in ag safety and health, this is a place to come and do some great networking. If you have a story that you want to share, if you have a particular topic that you're interested in, policymakers, we have quite a few both local and state level policy makers that attend. So it's like I say, it's less connected to the role that a person has and more connected to their interest and their passion in ag safety and health.
Well, it sounds fascinating.
It is, and I hope that people will join us and have a chance to contribute. And I just want to reiterate, it's a very user-friendly conference, lots of information sharing, and I think a very welcoming conference. Central College campus has been wonderful to work with in getting this all organized, so I think it's going to be a fantastic 2 days.
Thanks to Gail Olson for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.